Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having George Levy back on the show. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years. Award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain at Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency expert. He's at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. And he's also a Udemy course instructor, and he's our good friend George Levy. Welcome back.
Glad to be back, Jim. Very, very excited to be in your show.
And he teaches, it's great to have you back, George. He teaches people all over the world how to understand some of the new crypto aspects of our lives. George, I want to set the table for our conversation going forward with some news that I've just heard that is right there in your backyard, right in your home area, that will kind of establish a foundation under what we're going to talk about, and that is that Miami is now contemplating paying their employees in Bitcoin. What do you think?
Yeah, this is actually a conversation that I've been having with the city of Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, and there's pictures of us doing stuff over at the Blockchain Center. Miami's been trying to position itself as a capital for blockchain and cryptocurrencies. In fact, Florida wants to be very forward-looking. And one of the conversations that we've been talking about early 2019 was, how do we get Miami employees more involved in being able to collect in Bitcoin? But not only that, you're going to be able to pay your taxes and fees in Bitcoin as well. Miami's really embracing cryptocurrencies.
Why are they doing this? But that, the goal is to promote cryptocurrency as an alternative to the sovereign currency, the dollar, not necessarily to promote Bitcoin. Is that right?
Well, the key thing would be with this, I think what Miami is really trying to do is be open-minded about these cryptos, not just Bitcoin. And I'll tell you a perfect example. Right now, we have Miami always has Miami Blockchain Week every year. We do the North American Bitcoin Conference in Miami. Last year, we couldn't do it because of the coronavirus.
Right.
But we did the virtual version. But right now, for instance, we're going to be coming up right now. There's Miami Crypto Experience happening in April. And it's going to be all around these new cryptocurrencies called non-fungible tokens. Mm-hmm. And there are hundreds of millions of dollars being invested into these cryptocurrencies. And just an incredible
opportunity. So is a non-fungible token a form of cryptocurrency?
It is actually a digital asset, but it's unique. So if I have 10,000 bitcoins, every one of those bitcoins is the same. It's like if I have $100, every dollar is the same. But a non-fungible token is unique. There's only one of them. So one of them got auctioned in Christie's for over $60 million for one digital token. That's the power of these NFTs.
See, most people listening can't even contemplate what you just said. How is one token that doesn't actually exist in the physical world, how could that be worth $60 million?
Let's put it from a different perspective. Let's say you have a house that's worth $2 million. When you sell the title to the house, it's worth $2 million. Well, if you have an asset digital and you give it to someone else, just like if I have a Bitcoin that's worth $60,000, for example, and I give you that Bitcoin, I no longer have that Bitcoin. Same exact thing with a digital asset. Let's tie it to a celebrity. So, for example, Gronk from the football player, he actually brought over $1.2 million from digital cards. His NFT collection brought in over $1.2 million. So you know how you can actually sell a baseball card or a football card? Well, now you got digital cards. That's what NFTs can do.
Well, one of the things that, as you know, George, my concern is that these cryptocurrencies or whatever variations we have are going to diminish the power, which is not necessarily to say the value, but the power of the U.S. sovereign currency, the dollar. That as Miami's employees take Bitcoin for pay, and then Amazon allows them to use it and and Facebook and Apple and Google allows them to spend their money, their earnings in Bitcoin on their in their ecosystems, their marketplaces. As they increasingly allow them to do that, the dollar gets used less. It increasingly reduces the power of the dollar, which which decreases the impact of the United States of America against evil in the world. That's what I'm worried about. What do you think?
You know, I'm with you on that one. Then again, you also have to think about the fact that if you have your Bitcoins on a wallet that you control, there's nobody that can actually shut down your wallet. That's different, for example, if you have your money in a bank and then the government says, well, you're not vaccinated, therefore I'm going to close your bank account, and you lose your money there.
But the
lot of people sometimes want to...
But China, George, China and Facebook are a greater enemy to me than the U.S. government is.
Huh?
As much as of a detractor as I am of the government sometimes, Facebook, Google, Apple, Amazon, and China are bigger enemies to me than the U.S. government is. Quick break. Right back with George Levy. More on this after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.